This is the gentleman that had to follow in the steps of Joe Montana. Could you imagine? You're asked to be the next quarterback to Joe Montana. Now, growing up, I always heard that he was just amazing, perfect, nothing ever really wrong with him, and everything just kind of came easy is what it seemed like. But what I learned was some really cool things. First of all, with Steve Young, he was a lefty, and as he was a young kid, he had a photographic memory. That's pretty cool. He had the highest quarterback rating in the history of the NFL, and he had debilitating anxiety. I never heard this growing up. Never heard it, actually, even after his pro football days. I just heard, oh, he's a good-looking person, really good quarterback, made a lot of money. But had anxiety to the point where when he went to BYU after high school, he'd never really unpacked for quite a while, for the first several months. Felt homesick all the time. And so when he went to BYU, he was told by one of the quarterbacks coach that, have you noticed? There's no left-handed quarterbacks in the NFL. You're not going to make it. You're not going to be playing here. And he was not very convinced that he was going to do great there at BYU. But he, down the line, he loved having the defense chase him and running headlong into the defense, even though he had debilitating anxiety. Interesting, huh? He used that ability to run to really be successful. But back in college, he learned something really important. He was the eighth string quarterback, and he decided to practice and practice and practice, and to the point where he threw quite a few throws each day and just practicing to get better. During the NFL, when he was playing, 15 years of playing, he tried to never take chemicals into his body. As a matter of fact, before one of the biggest nights of his pro football career, he had such massive neck spasms that he asked for a blessing to be given to him so that he could be able to play the game. When he was a youth, he was a running back. He wasn't a quarterback. Interesting. One of the greatest quarterbacks of all time was a running back. Maybe that actually helped him later in years when he was not just a quarterback that could pass very well, but he could run extremely well. His dad's nickname was Grit. That tenacity, I think it passed down to him as well. Steve Young was very tenacious. He loved to walk on his toes to be able to, he just did that. He thought it was a cool thing to do, but it ended up giving him some great strength in his legs as well. When he was in baseball as a younger kid, he learned that he wasn't really that good of a pitcher, but if he pitched every day, he could end up becoming a great pitcher, and he was a pretty good pitcher as a youth. He did the same thing with batting till the point where he batted .382. Going back to BYU, he was the first to arrive and the last to leave for practice each day. He was getting there early, leaving late, because he was told, you're not going to amount to anything. He watched Jim McMahon was the one that was way ahead of him on the depth chart. He was number one, and Steve Young was number eight. He watched him to see everything he did. He threw 10,000 spirals in 2 months and had his own personal practices outside of the regular practices. 10,000 spirals. Let's see. He had one game he played right after Jim McMahon. He ended up having 5 interceptions in the first half of his first game after Jim McMahon had left BYU. So here he is trying to replace one of the greatest quarterbacks in BYU history. And how does he do? 5 interceptions and a half. Just to give you an idea, that's horrible. Usually 2 interceptions in a game is quite a bit. 5 and a half is crazy high. He was very timid, and he was told by a good friend that he was timid and that that some of the most rigorous experiences in the world must be experienced, not avoided. I had a good friend the other day mention in a training that we need to embrace the struggle. And then another friend said, yeah, that's exactly right. Embrace not just the struggle, but embrace the vigorous work, the difficult work. So here you are. Some of the most rigorous experience in this world must be experienced, not avoided. It was actually, that quote was given by a gentleman named Maxwell. He turned down a $1 million a year for Coke. The Coca-Cola soft drink company wanted to give him $1 million, but he felt that that's just not something he could endorse. And because he thought it might lead to perhaps addiction, and so he just wouldn't do it. He had to memorize 300 plays, and he got to the point where he could actually hear the coach's voice in his helmet. Why am I sharing all this with you? I think it's vital to know that we often hold people up on a pedestal. And, you know, it's good to say, yes, people are wonderful, they're amazing, especially when there's an obituary. All we hear is how amazing someone is and that they've never done anything wrong. We all are messed up in our own ways. We all have challenges. We have anxiety, depression, frustration, anger, whatever it might be. The issue isn't we should be so real that we're only talking about our problems, or so Pollyannic that we only gloss over and talk about the good in others, but rather, I think we should be real. Know that we all have our challenges, but embrace each other, love each other, not despite our weaknesses, but probably embrace each other for everything, all the good, all the bad, and be excited that we have humanity all around us and that we're all a lot more alike than we think. I thought it was pretty neat that this wonderful person that made a ton of money, was very famous, was very real as well, explaining the challenges he went through. Not to say, look what I've conquered, but he wanted his children to be able to see what he really went through. Not just how the media painted him or other people said, but his real biography, his real story. I hope you're recording your story together with your family, that they're seeing the real you. Good luck.